Good morning. We are continuing Chayyadim Klal Samaches, and we're learning Simen Yud Ches, where the Chayyadim says that a person should do mitzvahs meyira. So just to clarify a few points. First of all, the first idea is the point that you said of yira is the idea of withholding, holding back. It's the idea of I'm in awe of somebody, and therefore I recognize my limitations, and I sort of pull back. The Maharal points out that we have a language of Avas Hashem, we have a language of Yiras Hashem. We also have a language of Yiras Shemayim. There's no language of Avas Shemayim. He says, because Yiras Shemayim is the point, is to stress the idea that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is in the Shemayim, and you are on the Oretz, and there's a gap between you. And respect that gap. The whole idea of Av is to sort of reach out and reach out over that gap and connect to Hashem. So we use the language of Yiras Shemayim to stress the awareness that we have of how small and puny we are compared to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So when a person is aware of how small and puny we are compared to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem commands us to do something, it makes sense that we should not say, well, I am, and it makes sense to me too. So Hashem, you know, thank you, I appreciate that you said it, you know, but you, I think you're right. That would be quite insulting to do such a thing. It would be a lack of awareness of how small we are compared to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Person walking to Moshe Feinstein, Moshe says, you know, I think you're right in your tshuva. We said the person is a balgaiva and a fool. He Moshe doesn't need your haskama. And if you think he does, you're a balgaiva, or you just don't understand who Moshe is. You don't understand how much greater he is than you. So that awareness of Hashem's greatness is to the point. It doesn't make sense that we should be doing it because it makes sense to us. But there is such a concept as mishpatim, which Chazal say that mishpatim are things that we would be able to figure out with our seichel. And there are parts of the Torah which are chukim, which we are not able necessarily to figure out with our seichel. So why is that? What does that mean? So there's an idea which the Brisker Rav brings it from Reb Chaim Brisker. That in the concept of istakel baraisa bara alma, which you know that the Zohar says that the Bereshit created the world based on the Torah, is the Bereshit put our mind in such a way that our mind can understand certain concepts in the Torah. So it's not that our minds understand the Torah, it's that the world was created around the Torah, and therefore it's logical that human beings which were created would be created around the Torah as well. So the Russian should it's logical the Russian should make a world which makes sense to our seichel. The Ramchal in his Sefer Derech Eitz Chaim takes it a step further. He says, if the Russian gave us a mitzvah to learn Torah, it's obvious that he should make our minds to be able to understand Torah. If the mind is the kli with which you learn Torah, and you have a mitzvah to learn Torah, the logic is the person should give you a kli which works. I ask you to take take food out of the pot, and it's a liquid. I don't give you a fork, I give you a ladle, because a ladle is what will work for what you need. If we're supposed to learn Torah with our minds, it makes sense that our mind should understand Torah. He says every time the mind is not understanding Torah, it's because of inyanim of Kabbalistic inyanim of blockage which are preventing it. But the true state of being should be that the mind connects to the Torah. That being said, there are parts of Torah which even are beyond the human mind to really comprehend what it's about. But there are parts of the Torah which the mind does comprehend, and Adarab, but we use the mind to figure it out. A lot of the sugyas in the Zikin, Tani Maimonides, etc., Chazal figured out with their seichel the right thing to do. When is it considered gezel? When is it not considered gezel? It's not only based on psukim; it's based on Chazal's understanding. The chiyuvim in the zikin not only derived from psukim; it's Chazal figured it out. When are you a psheya? When you're not a psheya? It's the Rishon relies on the seichel of the human being to express concepts in the Torah. The Gemara says such a concept of I can derive it from pasuk or from a svara. Why is that important? Because svara is valid. The Gemara even says in a few places, "Kro lamali svara hu." So the seichel of the person is something which is the Bereshit, it makes sense that the Bereshit should make, that it fits. But when it comes to the Tzivei Hashem, the Chayyarim is being Mechadish, at that moment, when you're doing the mitzvah, which is again, like we spoke about the Diaz, the mitzvah is the interface between a man and his creator. So at that moment, it's appropriate to do it because that's the Tzivei Hashem. So that is an expression of Ava, I want to do Mimekayim the Tzivei Hashem. It's also an expression of awareness of, it's not my mind which can figure it out, it's because it's the Tzivei Hashem. The Chayyarim is being Mechadish, so that is an expression of Yira. And the way we're explaining it, it seems to be a logical concept that this is an explanation of Yira. The same way, back to that analogy, when Rav would tell me this is the din, I would listen to him because my awe of him follows suit that that's the right thing to do. It makes sense that I should follow him because I have awe of him. So when I listen to him, I'm expressing my awe and my Yira. Tomorrow we will start Siman Yutes. Siman Yutes does have more hashlochot, the ma'isa, practical applications. Bez Hashem. Meanwhile, have a good day.